Email marketing is not dead. It's alive and well. If you know what you're doing. What's up, good people? This is Anthony DeLoach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to do an email marketing mini masterclass. That's right, an email marketing mini masterclass. You do not want to miss this. Now, before I jump right into the content of the episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to be successful online, then you need to be in this community. This is where you will get all the training, the coaching, and the mentoring that you need to be successful online. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join and you can get all of the information on the Academy and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days in the community and you can be on your way to success. All right, guys, let's jump into the topic of today's episode. All right, guys, let's jump right into this email marketing masterclass. This episode of the podcast is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And this is perfect for anyone who's ready to get started with email marketing or someone who's ready to step up their game with email marketing. I shouldn't have to say that email marketing is absolutely pivotal. Game changer. It is an absolutely pivotal game changer for any marketer. It is still very relevant and very important. You all know that I've talked about messenger marketing a lot and I love it. I'm absolutely in love with messenger marketing. But I have to tell you that email marketing is still very, very essential in any online entrepreneur's business plan. If you're going to do a marketing plan and you want to be successful online, you have to integrate email marketing with anything that you're doing. So with that being said, I want to jump right into this masterclass. Hopefully you know that email marketing is actually email automation now, right? So most of the things are going to be done is going to be automation. And we want to automatically respond to customers. We want to send them information to people who are on your list. We want to gather customers when they go to your site, when they're registering for your webinars, or when they're registering for other things that you may have online. You want to gather emails and then you want to send information to them. So I want to cover a couple of things for you right now that's going to help you while you're doing that. Most people have an objective to be super successful online. You want to make a lot of money in your business. But what I found from working with a lot of different clients, they do not have a strategy for acquiring customers, maintaining customers, and actually growing the relationship with their customers. And email marketing is one of the amazing ways to do this. So just to get started, there are two basic email marketing types of content. You have two basic ways. So the first one I want to talk about is event-based trigger emails. So with your email marketing campaign, you're going to have things that are going to be event-based. These are emails that are sent out to your customers based on a specific event that happens or does not happen. So I'm going to give you an example. So when somebody goes to my website, and they decided they want to go on and look at what my call to action is, and it tells them that you're only one strategy away from a business breakthrough. And it tells them to get my free book, which is totally on how to turn your career into a calling and get paid what you're worth. It's an online marketing expert guide. I suggest you go get it. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com. It's on my homepage. It has get free book right there in the middle of the page, get the free book, click on that, and you can actually get the free book. But when someone goes to my homepage and they click to get the book, it's going to send them the book. But guess what? Also, it starts sending an email sequence to the customers once they get the book. So that is an event based. So this is based on the event of them subscribing to my email list. So that's one event. Now, there are other events that can trigger emails as well. So if somebody actually goes in and they not only subscribe to your email, but let's say if somebody goes back and they respond to your email, you can have a trigger event for that. And so if somebody responds to an email, you can have a trigger event if they click another button in your email. So let's say if you have a button for them to do something in the email, then that can be a trigger event. Also, other trigger events are you can set it up so that if you have the information from them, if you have like their birth date, they can have an email that goes out to them on their birthday. Or if you someone goes to your website and they don't, let's say they're in your email list, you send an email to them and they don't click on the button, you can actually have that be a trigger event because they did not do what you wanted them to do. So there are several different ways that you can actually have triggers for the emails to go out to your email subscribers. The next way is drip feed email content. So this is email content that is scheduled to go out on a particular basis. So it's always good to have this if you sit down and actually come up and design the emails that are going to be going back out to your clients or your subscribers, rather. If the emails that are going back out to your email subscribers, you should develop a whole sequence of emails that is going to be going back out to them. This is drip feeding content to them. So you're giving them some value. And then eventually every now and then you would make an offer to them, or you would tell them to sign up for something, sign up for your webinar, sign up for a free training, or different things like that. You want to make sure that you have that all mixed in, and that could be your drip content. Now, I'm going to tell you, with setting up your trigger emails, one of the first sequences you should have is your welcome email. You should have a welcome email whenever someone actually signs up for your email list. So get your welcome email. That is one thing that you need to do. Make sure you have a welcome email telling them about who you are, giving them some value on that welcome email. Right after the welcome email, you want to make sure, if you want to take your welcome email a little bit further, you can have an onboarding series. So this is how you onboard the customer with you, telling them about different ways that they can engage with you. This is the point where you start. I always say there's a process of exposure first. So you expose them and they got on your email, and then you're going to engage them, and then you're going to indoctrinate them. So that's what you want to take them through that process. Another way that you can have emails go out, if you're hosting an e-commerce site, another trigger email is an abandoned cart. So when they go and they put in their email address and everything and they're about to purchase, but they never go through and complete the purchase, that's called abandoning the cart because they didn't make the purchase. Well, now you still have their email address. What you can do is set up a trigger that if they abandon the cart, that you have a sequence of emails that go out to them after that. A next way that you could do is milestones. We already talked about this a little bit. So if you have a milestone that happens, if you have their birth date, then you can send them an email on their birth date. Also, if you don't have their birth date, here's a great email that you can send out to them on the join date, when they joined your email list. Send it out and say, hey, look, you've been a subscriber on my email list for a year. I just want to thank you, and I have a free gift for you. Those are great things to drive even more longevity with that customer and let them know that you're really thinking about them on the journey. Also, this, I want to stop and pause here, let you know that I know this is 5 minutes of fire. It should be 5 minutes, but it's not. It's going to be a little bit more than 5 minutes because I told you this is an email masterclass. I want you to get all the information that you need to set up a successful email campaign, and I'm going to break it down in detail for you on this masterclass. Now, you can set up some drip feed emails. Now, with the drip feed emails, is basically you're going to drip content out to them on a scheduled basis. I believe you should be emailing your list 2 to 3 times a week. I know people that email their list every week, and as long as you're being genuine and you're providing value it is not a problem. They won't feel like you're emailing them too much. And guess what? If they're feeling like you're emailing them too much, they're probably not the people that are going to buy from you. The people who are going to buy from you, they don't mind hearing from you quite often, as long as you have something important to say. As long as you're having something that is going to be valuable for them, they don't mind hearing from you. So you can schedule that an email to go out on Sunday. Then you could say, I have another email goes out on Tuesday, and then I have one that goes out on Thursday. And then you can let that be your drip content, but you can schedule that in any of your platforms. We'll talk about the different platforms in a little bit, but I wanted to take you through this. Now, here's some more advanced tactics on your email marketing. With email marketing, the way most people fail at it is they just send emails out to everyone on their list. And they send the same email to everyone on their list. And that is all that they do. If you want to be super successful, all of the top marketers are using segmentation. If you've been around the online marketing industry for any time at all, you know about segmenting your subscribers. And what do I mean by segmenting? Segmenting means that you're going to separate them by a specific topic, event, or anything like that. So let's say if you have customers who have purchased a product for you, that should be one segment of your emails. But then you can also segment them by location. You can also segment your email subscribers by how they learned about you. So let's say if they came to you through a particular landing page, then you have them on one segment of emails. If they came to if they came on your email list because they purchased a product from you, then that's another. And then you can get more advanced and you start adding tags. And most of the email marketing platforms will allow you to add tags to certain subscribers for certain events or certain things that happen. So you can add tags for people who bought a certain level of service from you, or you can add a tag for someone who has bought two products from you. So they not only brought one, but they brought two products from you. And you can actually start tagging people that way so you'll know how to actually market to them instead of just sending everything out to your entire list. Another thing that you want to do, and it should be pretty self-explanatory, but you should personalize your emails. Using merge tags to personalize your email is absolutely phenomenal. Where you can take information that you already have. So if you're collecting the subscribers' first name or their name, and you can actually address them by their name in the email. This is a lot better than just sending out a generic email to everyone. But if you personalize it a little bit, this is a way to get them to open the email. When they see their name, people feel more connected to you. Another way to actually personalize and take your, well, not personalize, but to take your email marketing to another level is to connect it to a customized landing page, right? Landing pages are phenomenal. You can use a service like Lead Pages. I love Lead Pages. One of the great things about Lead Pages, and I talked about this before on other podcast episodes, but Lead Pages actually has already done the research. Enough people have used their Lead Pages that they have the data to back up which lead page designs are the most effective and which ones are the most highest converting lead pages. So you can go on and look at the different templates they have and use one that's known to be a very high converting lead page. And then you can connect your email marketing service to that, and you can start collecting emails that way. So you may be offering a free service, you may be offering a ebook, you may be offering a training, whatever it may be, you're offering something and you're collecting email addresses on that, and it looks great with a very customized landing page. Another ninja tactic that I want to talk to you about is split testing your emails. We've talked about this on other episodes as well. So I talked about split testing, like ad advertising, split testing, landing pages, things like that. But how about split testing your emails? There's so many different components of your email. You want to split test to see what works the best. Is this subject line? And one thing that I love about a particular email marketing platform, and I want to talk about that in a little bit, is that they allow you to split test subject lines, and it's so simple. And what they'll do is they'll alternate subject lines for you so that you'll see which one is the best converting subject line, which one gets open the most, which one is going to be which one is actually the highest converting. So you want to split test those things, but split test the content as well in your emails. If you're split testing those things and doing A/B tests, you will find out which one is the best. And that way you can send out the most highest converting content over to your subscribers so you can get better results. Now, talking about results, I know this is a wonderful masterclass. I love this myself. So the results, you want to analyze your results. This is another place where marketers fall short. They don't look at their results. They don't look at their numbers. They just set it and forget it. They've been watching too many infomercials. The only thing you're supposed to set and forget is a crock pot, right? You shouldn't set and forget your marketing. You in your marketing, you want to look at what your results are. So if you in email marketing, one of the main things you want to look at is your email delivery rate. How many times have you looked at your email delivery rate if you're doing email marketing right now? You want to see if people are actually getting your email, if it's actually making it to their inbox. If your delivery rate is low, guess what? You're going to automatically have a low conversion rate because they're not even getting your email. All right, the next thing is your view rate. How many of the emails are successfully delivered and how many of them were viewed by the recipients of the email? You need to know what that rate is. Then you have your open rate. The users who received it and previewed your email, how many of them actually opened it? That is a very, very important metric that you need to be looking at. Then there is the ever famous click-through rate. These are people who actually received your email, previewed it, opened it, and how many of them clicked your call to action in the email. And you better have a call to action in your email. And every single one of your emails, you should have some type of call to action. Even if it is a value email, there still should be some type of call to action that they can click on. Now, we want to find out what is your conversion rate? That's the last metric I want to talk about. Your conversion rate. How many people who received your email, previewed your email, opened your email, clicked on your email's call to action, but now we want to know how many of them ultimately took the action that you wanted. Now, that could be a sale, of course. It could be a sale of a product that you're trying to sell, or it could be a register for a webinar, or it could be sign up for another free offer that you have for them. But that is if how many people actually took the action that you were targeting in your email. So I know this is a lot of information to digest, but I wanted to give you all of the basics on email marketing so you could be successful with it and not just be the average run-of-the-mill marketer out there. All right, the last thing I want to talk about now is your platform. What platform are you going to use for your email marketing? You may already be using a platform. What I like to say is that the platform that feels the most comfortable for you and that can allow you to achieve your goals is the one that you should use. I'm familiar with almost every platform out there. I started out with MailChimp. I feel like it's very user-friendly. It's a great one for people to begin with. If you want to begin with MailChimp, that's great. I think you can get up to like 2,000 subscribers before you have to start paying a fee. But it is a phenomenal platform if you want to use that, and it's great to get started with. Another one that's a good one that I've used is MailerLite. It's a great one. My wife likes to use MailerLite. She uses both platforms, but MailerLite actually comes with some other landing pages, options, some different features like that. It's very user-friendly as well, but you just have to choose the one that is best for you. Now, I will tell you one that is that I am loving right now, in which it is ConvertKit. ConvertKit, or now Seva is what they're called, but you still can find it under ConvertKit. ConvertKit is a wonderful platform. I love the way it maps out your email marketing funnels, if you will, your email marketing plan. It maps it out pretty. It's nice, so you can look at it and see how it's all mapped out. Remember when I was talking about the split testing? They allow you to split test email subject lines, and they do it for you. They'll alternate the subject lines that they use, so you can go back and look at the numbers to see which one is actually the best, gives you the best results. So that is wonderful. It just does so many ninja things. It's so simple and easy to use. Now, I will tell you that it costs a little bit more money. You can get like your first 21 days for free. You can get your first 21 days for free, but after that, it's like $29.99 a month. But it is a phenomenal platform if you're ready to step it up another notch and do some additional things like the segments. And I was talking about the tagging, all of that stuff. It makes it super simple. What I like about ConvertKit is it was made by creators for creators. So it was made with you in mind. All right, guys, there are plenty other platforms out there you can use. I've used AWeber. I've also used GetResponse. I've used Constant Contact. I've used almost everything out there. I just told you the ones that I like the best. All right, guys, this was by no means supposed to be your know-it-all masterclass for email marketing, but this is everything you need to get started with email marketing. So I want you to go back and look at your email marketing if you're already doing it and see if it was anything that you can implement to make your email marketing better. Make sure you're analyzing your results and then go further. And if you're having success or if you're not having success, I want you to reach out to me. You reach out to me at anthony@anthonydeloach.com. And that's my personal email address. So you can reach out to me and I will respond to you. That's my commitment. If you don't want to do the email route, then hit me up on Messenger. You can interact with my bot on my page at facebook.com/CoachDeloach. Send me a message and I will respond to you. My bot will introduce itself to you first, though. But the next thing I want to tell you, if you don't want to do that, then just reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram. Just hit me in the DM and I will be glad to respond to any messages or anything that you have because I want to see you be successful. If you are really serious about your success, I will tell you to join the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join. Get all the information. Get started for $7. You pay more than that for a meal. You definitely want to be in this community. You're ready to be successful. Guys, it's definitely our time. Let's make it happen. Nothing has to be complicated. It all can be simplified, but you have to be willing to do the work. I want you guys to go out and crush it. Make it happen in your online business. I'm out.